Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Perek Bama Madlikin, the second Perek of Maseches Shabbos, and the we're up to Mishnah is Hey and Vav. Someone who does Melacha on Shabbos and does not need the actual Guf HaMelacha, that's what we call a Melacha She'im Etzricha LeGufa. We're going to see in our Mishnah, there's a Machlok Shabbat Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be Chayiv from Melacha She'im Etzricha LeGufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be Pater. So we're going to have that discussion in the context of extinguishing a Ner on Shabbos. Hamechabe es haner. A person extinguishes a ner on Shabbos, but not because he wants it dark in the room, but rather mneishu, meaning not because he dafka wants to be mechabe the ner, but rather mneishu meserim mne goyim. But it's because he's afraid of the goyim, because on the Parsiim had a special holiday where they wouldn't allow anyone else to light neros in their house. It was only meant for a beis avodah zarah. Only a beis avodah zarah was allowed to light neros in a house on their special holiday, so you don't want to get caught having neros in your house, so you extinguish the ner so that you don't get arrested or persecuted, or miplay listim, or because you're trying to remain incognito. You don't want the listim, you don't want the bandits, the highway robbers, to see where you are, so you put out the neros. Miplay ruach ra, or a person has some type of what they call marash chora, some type of depression where he can't calm down unless it's dark, and all these cases, there's some sort of sakana by having the ner lit. The imbishvil hachola, and also if he extinguishes the ner for a sick person, sheyishan, so that the person can sleep. The Gemara says that this is talking about a chola sheyesh bo sakana, a person who is dangerously ill. So in all of those cases, pater. Over here, normally when we say pater in Shabbos, we mean pater aval aser, that it's pater, you're not going to be chayiv, you're not going to be chayiv in onesh, but it's aser to do it. Over here it means even mutu l'chadchila to extinguish a ner in such cases, because these are all dangerous situations. But the only reason we mention pater over here is because it's about to say chayiv in other cases, in the flip side, in the reverse cases. So that's why we say pater over here, even though it doesn't really mean pater, it actually means mutter. Kechas al ner, but if a person is chas al ner, meaning he extinguishes the ner because he has he's nervous about losing the money because all the oil is going to run out, with the oil, not losing the money of the oil, but the oil is going to run out, and then it's going to, and then the heat without the benefit of the oil is going to crack the ner itself. The ner is the kli within which the oil and wick rest. Or kichas al hashemen, or he's nervous about running out of oil, that the oil costs money. He's not going to have oil next time. He needs to light a ner. Kichas al psilo, or he doesn't want the wick to be ruined, so he puts out the ner now before the wick gets totally burnt. If that's his intention in doing so, chayiv, even though it's a melach shein tzricha l'gufa, because you don't really need the kibbuh, you don't really need to extinguish the ner, you're only doing it because you need the ner, or you need the shemen, or you need the psila. But nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a melach shein tzricha l'gufa, you're chayiv. But Rabbi Yossi poter b'chulan. Rabbi Yossi paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that a melach shein tzricha l'gufa is poter. So therefore, you put in all these cases, chutz min apsila min veshuas apechem, except for the case where you extinguish the ner to prepare the wick, to have the wick ready for the next use, to make it easier to light next time. Sometimes when you singe a wick, it makes the wick easier to light the next time, because then you're having kavana to make the wick into a more usable wick so that it could light more easily, and that's called the malacha hatzricha l'gufa, and therefore everyone's going to hold that you're going to be chayiv in that case. Now the next Mishnah tells us al shalosh averos nashim mesos b'shas le'dasan. There are three averos for which a woman is going to be punished by dying during childbirth. And because during the time childbirth is considered to be an inherently dangerous time, it requires a miracle in order to not die during childbirth. So during childbirth, up in Shemayim, they go through all of a woman's maisim. And there are three averos that if she has those on her record, she's not going to be zocha to the nes. It's a fascinating hashkafa that we have have that childbirth is inherently sakana, and therefore any woman in childbirth is automatically a chola sheyesh ba sakana. We pass that la'alach, we're mechal Shabbos, we're Inyan Yom Kippur, everything for a woman in childbirth, because we view that as a chola sheyesh ba sakana, but that comes with the assumption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special bracha for so many women to survive. Not that it's natural that most women survive childbirth. The natural thing is that people would die during childbirth, but Hashem gives a special bracha that people are able to survive. But that bracha is not going to be forthcoming if a person has these averos on their record. In fact, that hashkafa is the basis for a psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein about inducing labor. Rav Moshe was asked if it's permissible to induce labor at a time that's more convenient for you to give birth, or more convenient maybe for the doctor, if the doctor wants to go on vacation or something. And Rav Moshe says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special bracha to women who give birth when they give birth on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's schedule. But if they're giving birth on their own schedule, you don't know that you're going to be zocha to that special bracha. And if you're not going to be zocha to that special bracha, then it's going to be very, very dangerous. So that's not the topic of, so that's an interesting psak of Rav Moshe. We're of course not paskening halach over here, but that's the psak of Rav Moshe. But over here we're talking about there are three particular averos that are going to be very difficult for a woman to have on her record during childbirth that's going to cause her to die if she has these averos. Al shein zirus panida, if she's not careful about hilchas nida, ubechala, or about being mafresh chala from a dough, uvahadakas aner, and lighting neiros Shabbos. These three mitzvos are generally considered to be mitzvos that are in the woman's domain. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Revi'ez dam nasati bachem, al iskei dam hisarti eschem. I give you a revi'ez dam, dam hanefesh, and I gave you mitzvos and isurim relating to dam. Reishis karasi eschem, I've called you reishis, the Jewish people are the reishis, al iskei reishis hisarti eschem, and therefore you have a din of chala, of reishis. Neshama shenasati bachem kruya ner, I gave you a neshama that's called a ner, al iskei ner hisarti eschem. And therefore, I've given you a mitzvah related to the ner. So if you fulfill these things, wonderful. And if not, hareini notel nishmaschem. I'm going to take your neshama. You'll lose that revius of dam. I'll extinguish that ner. I'll be mevatel your rachis. And women are the ones that are commanded in these, because the Medrash tells us Chava is the one that was ma'abed chaloso shel olam, because Adam Rishon was punished on her account. She's the one that extinguished the Nero Shel Olam and caused Misa to be brought into the world by Adam Rishon dying, and all Tzarchei Abayis are dependent on the woman. Now the fact that it doesn't say Ubiner like it says Ubechala, because the Tana wants to be Merames based on what it says in Tikkuni Zohar, that the husband should actually do something in preparing the Neros. The woman is the one that actually lights the neros, but the husband should be the one to prepare the neros. So when we identify what the woman's role is, we say hadlakas haner, because she doesn't have to do the whole job of the ner, just the hadlakas haner. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey, we learned that if a person extinguishes a ner because of some sakana, some pikuach nefesh situation, there are goyim, there are listim, a person is depressed, there's a chola, so then it's mutter to do. But if you do it for Malach Shein Shricha Lagufa purpose, that's a Machlokas Tanaim. If you're doing it just because you're trying to save some oil, you're trying to save the Ner, that's a Machlokas Tanaim. If you're doing it to prepare the wick, then there's no Machlokas, because that's a Malacha Hatzricha Lagufa. And then Mishnah Vav, we learned that there are three Averos for which a woman would die during childbirth, and they are someone who's not careful about Nida, about Chala, and about Hadlakas HaNer. Next time, we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.